back. Welcome once again to another episode of Mike, Mike, and Oscar. A half episode, a quick hitter, a short goal, a golden quickie, whatever you want to call it.
These are fun. Yeah, we're workshopping some titles.
I am your host, Mike. This is my co-host, also Mike.
Also Mike,
Let's
I am.
Let's talk about a more recent Best Original Song category coming from the 86th Academy Awards for Best Original Song. This is the 2014 movie year, covering the films 20, and songs from
2013 movie year.
Fine. 2013.
You emailed me yesterday. It's like, correction?
Yeah, I was wrong. So it was a 2013 year in film. It was a 2014 Academy Awards. I don't know what I write down in my own notes. Let's get right into it. We have five songs nominated for Best Original Song this year. And the first one, the winner of the category.
Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know.
Let it go!
Almost the same voice. Look at that. You did a lot of sing-alongs.
Thank you. Let It Go from Frozen, music and lyrics by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. What do we have, Michael?
So performed by Idina Menzel in the film.
And Adele Dazeem.
Yeah. No, what was he saying, John Travolta, at the Oscars?
That was it.
Adele Dazeem?
Adele Dazeem.
No, he got that completely wrong. He was freaking drunk off his ass. Also in the credit sequence, and I think in the music video, Demi Lovato did a reprisal of it. Production nuggets on Let It Go reached the top five on Billboard's Hot 100. It won both the Oscar for Best Original Song and the Grammy for Best Song Written for Visual Media. The single sold 10.9 million copies in 2014.
Yeah, like the 97, My Heart Will Go On. This was a big, big song and hit and single and whatever you want to call it on its own.
Yes, the fifth best-selling single of the year. So this character was originally written as a villain, this Queen character.
Yes. Yes.
And after this song was composed in the pre-production, she was shifted into being one of the heroes. They liked the song that much. So
this song not only changed the movie, I mean, it changed its movie, it changed the Billboard rankings for the year, it changed pop songs. It's an interesting argument, too. It's kind of what we talked about with 97's Best Original Song, Quick Hitter, when we did it. If a Best Original Song is supposed to be a song inspired by a movie that crosses over to the mainstream and has radio appeal, then probably the best original song of all time is My Heart Will Go On. But if it's supposed to be the best song that relates to its movie and the one with the easiest to get stuck in your head and is like a pseudo ode to Broadway, then this may be the best original song of all time. It depends on how you rank it, and that's what's so subjective about it, what's fun about doing all these best original song categories. Yeah, this is like the song. This is the song that helped turn Frozen from a beloved Disney movie like Tangled into like an all-time Disney classic like Snow White.
A boatload of money, yeah. For sure. And then, yeah, I mean, if it's selling that much on iTunes, good God.
Yeah.
It's raking it in.
The mouse was happy.
So in the movie, it's basically this Queen character in the snow making like snow castles and using all her powers to like be really awesome at making snowmen and snow forts.
So how much money do you think Josh Gad is worth?
Josh Gad?
Yeah, because he played Olaf.
Okay.
He's got Disney money.
Have never seen Frozen.
I've seen parts because of my niece and nephew. I've never sat down and powered through Frozen on my own. Also, I'm single. So, no, I haven't seen the whole thing either, but obviously everybody knows this song.
These episodes are just designed for us to drip by
admit
by
way more than
drip,
people need to know.
Give the audience TMI too much information about you and me. This is terrible.
Took myself on a romantic date last night.
We had to watch one of the movies. One of the songs was for her, and it was just like painful.
Oh, yeah, it was embarrassing. We're going to get to that. Don't worry.
Okay, so listen, I like the song. I kind of would like to see the movie at some point, I think. And
because of the song.
Yeah, the song's a great song. Idina has a ton of personality.
Adele.
She has a ton of personality in that voice. It's very obvious why they chose her and not Demi Lovato to voice the character.
Yeah, cards on the table. I didn't know Idina Menzel prior to this performance in the Oscars that year. I remember watching and thinking, wow, that's a hell of a voice. And I think that, obviously, she was a big Broadway star prior to this. She was the headline in Wicked for years.
Okay.
But I I think a lot of general people didn't know who she was, and that's why Disney gave the music video rights to Demi Lovato. And I think they didn't think Idina Menzel was a big enough star to carry the weight of that music video, which obviously isn't the case anymore. I mean, Idina's done a lot of stuff and is powerful.
And her single sales were higher than Demi Lovato's. Right. They actually have two segments for the song on Wikipedia there, it seems.
No disrespect to Demi Lovato. She's a great performer.
I'd watch her do anything. She's been awesome.
She's awesome.
Ever since. Pretty good trailer for the movie, Demi Lovato's video there. Like I said, I want to see it now.
Yeah, let's talk about the Oscars performance, though. This was the Adele Dazeem start. The Adele Dazeem in the building, y'all! John Travolta, not only was that awkward, okay, started his descent down the mountain of his career, but the next year, the Academy had him and Idina present on the stage together. It's like a callback, like, ha ha, how funny.
Right.
And, like, he awkwardly held her face for, like, way too long before they said anything.
Idina Menzel.
I don't know what he was done. I don't know what he does. I don't know what John Travolta's doing in life.
I think his problem rhymes with, so don't take too much from the statement, but it rhymes with Schmientology. So moving on. But she belted out the song at the Oscars. Standing ovation, obvious winner, great performance.
Overcoming, an A-lister, murdering your name, butchering your name, exposing yourself to this millions and millions of people's audience. And she killed it. She was great. Elegant performance. Very, very cool.
And overcoming perhaps one of the top five singles of that decade. Next.
Oh, God. Yeah, let's play it. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room. Because these days all I feel after hearing this song is misery.
So I do want to talk about Steve Carell's character in that scene Despicable
it's
Me
happy
2.
From Despicable Me 2, music and lyrics by Pharrell. Everybody knows it.
Good job.
That was the original cut.
So he brushes his teeth with two toothbrushes? Who does that?
It's a cartoon, Mike.
I just wanted to ask. That girl from Monsters, Inc. is still adorable,
by the way. Yeah.
She's great.
It's so fluffy!
His legs are really, really skinny.
Again, cartoon, yes.
Butt bumps a nun.
This could be explained away by me saying this is a drawing of a human being.
The duck's faces. They're just like noses in the air while he's helping them cross the street. Eyes are closed. How much did the animators laugh at that? That was brilliant.
I will say,
genius.
The Despicable Me franchise is like legitimately funny.
It's funny.
It's a good franchise for kids and adults, and it's one of those that has a lot of hidden jokes if you're not looking for them. If they're only for adults.
The montage also includes frisbee and tai chi in the park. So I just guessing here, but I guess he was grumpy for much of the movie before this.
He was like the
I don't
bad
remember
guy.
Seeing this.
He was
okay.
The bad guy. I think in the first.
I've seen the first one. Yeah. I don't think I've seen the second one. Dances with a lady on the elevator, which is hysterical because after he walks away, she is still going for it on the elevator. As it's going down. So that's hysterically. And he's very overdressed for the summertime. He's got a scarf.
He's Pharrell. Pharrell.
So now we got Pharrell stuff, but yeah. I'm talking about
Steve Carell's character. I'm sorry.
I'm having more problems with the cartoon.
Well, again, just a drawing. I don't know if I've said that yet. Pharrell, I'm on to you, all right? You're not fooling me anymore. I know you're an alien. Because this guy has looked the same from when he was like 18 to when he's now, which I think he's like 342 years old. He has not changed his appearance at all, aside from putting on a gigantic brown hat at some point.
So the hat game is pretty spectacular, and it's a signature hat game, right?
Yeah, he's like the Abe Lincoln of his time.
So he's got a button-down white, and it's a nice-looking button-down shirt with a bow tie.
Oh, he's stylish.
And then, most of the music video is just him, like, dance walking at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, when they get into the ballroom, they give a full profile shot of Pharrell. He's wearing jorts!
Yeah.
The dude is wearing jean shorts!
Bring him back, baby. Bring him back.
I was surprised. I don't know if it's good or bad or cool or not. I was just very, very surprised at that fact. God. He's wearing jorts.
This song was everywhere when it came out. Everywhere. I heard, I think Pharrell, I'm pretty sure, I should have looked this up, I just thought of it now though. I'm pretty sure he performed this at every major award show that year. I think it was on the Emmys, the Oscars, maybe even the Tonys. I don't remember, but
it's a big deal.
Yeah. I think the best thing about this song is how it laid the groundwork for the Weird Al parody Tacky. I think
I never heard that. I'm a big fan of, Weird
it's
Al.
Very all funny. Right.
I have to listen to that. One continuous shot, though, the music video, bravo for that. Pharrell's bad at lip syncing, though. He's much better actually performing. I mean, he's a talented guy.
Yeah, he is a very talented guy.
So how about at that Oscars? I mean, that was quite the spectacle. You had dancing kids, dancing Lupitas, dancing Meryls, dancing Amy Adamses. You know, pretty darn good there.
So I'm going to be honest with you here. I went to watch this performance, the video from the Oscars, and as soon as I got on the page on YouTube, Psy's performance of Gangnam Style with MC Hammer at the 2012 American Music Awards was a suggested video on the side. So that killed the next couple hours of my day. Have you ever seen Psy performing Gangnam Style at that video? I think he's in Korea, where it's a far away shot. It's an above crowd shot. There's like him performing.
Look, if it derailed your day by hours, I don't want to see it.
It is the scariest thing.
Oh my God.
He's singing Gangnam Style and like grooving, and the entire crowd of like thousands of people are all jumping in unison. When the takeover happens, I don't know what it'll be, but it's going to start looking like something like that. It's going to be a guy with charisma and a banging single that just has these disciples following him and jumping in unison.
It's not paranoid at all.
But yeah, so I guess Pharrell was decent at the Oscars.
Yeah, Pharrell was good.
Last thing I want to say about Pharrell is that I don't even think this was the best song from Despicable Me 2. I think the best song from Despicable Me 2 was the Minions performing I Swear at the end of the movie.
Okay. Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's talk about... Agreed. Yeah, oh, totally, Mike.
Talk about the Moon Song, you bastard.
My dear, I'll be there soon. It's a quiet star.
I feel like I could be a musician after listening to the Moon Song.
Do you have any musical talent?
No. That's why I feel like I could, after listening to... Yeah, okay.
You were inspired. The Moon Song from the movie Her, music by Karen Orzelek, lyrics by Karen Orzelek and Spike Jones. This is your artistic entry. This is the aesthetically pleasing one.
Performed by Scarlett Johansson in the movie with guitar by Joaquin Phoenix there. More famously by Karen O from the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to say I can sing like her, but I can strum the guitar the exact same way. I never played the guitar in my life.
Maybe you try singing like her right now for us?
There's not a lot going on there.
Just try to sing like her.
I'm lying on the moon.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's my own version
my
of it.
My heart's a flutter right now.
I went
now.
There.
Hey,
all right, it's
no,
a good little ditty.
Good job.
It's a good little ditty. I tried.
No,
it's a movie. It's a song for people who can't sing to sing it, kind of deal.
Well, it's very minimalist. Yeah, it's very minimalist, haunting, minimalist, and I think the guy playing the guitar at the Oscars performance was actually the lead from Vampire Weekend, so you're having the Yeah Yeah Yeahs and Vampire Weekend, which are two kind of pop punk, emo-y, very into their feelings type people. So it makes sense that they'd be able to pull this one out. The music video was basically just clips from the movie. And critical reviews.
Yeah, nice trailer for the movie for sure.
But I don't think it's anything that you would see I would say on MTV, but MTV doesn't really have music videos. We need something to come back with music videos, man. I miss them.
I do too. This makes me nostalgic, this whole enterprise here of these podcasts.
For sure.
Director Spike Jones on another kind of live performance is wearing socks and sandals. I just wanted to point that out.
I got nothing.
I'm just pointing out. But I'm also a fan of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. Did I say that already?
No, you didn't. You like them? I
like them. Yeah,
never really gotten into.
I do like them. On a lot of playlists. I mean, I haven't seen them live or nothing.
Right.
I think
right.
My brother has.
That wouldn't surprise me. The Oscars performance was just the two of them sitting down. One was playing a guitar and
And it's Ezra Koenig on the guitar.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The Vampire. I couldn't remember his name. So okay. Yeah, it's just the two of them. One's in a pretty red dress.
The crowd went wild.
It's so. Again, it's a term I use in the 97 Best Original Song, but it's very vulnerable. When you expose yourself like that, and it's slow-paced, and it's open, and you're connecting with the song and just laying it all out.
Are you talking about me or Ezra Koenig?
I'm just looking deep in your eyes when we're doing this. Yeah,
can't tell.
What are we talking about? Yeah, I liked it. It's a good song. It's nice. It's pretty.
It's pretty.
Yeah, I don't have much more to add, and I feel bad making fun of it.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the next one. We can make fun of this one.
Because we can't fall any further in. We can't feel ordinary love, and we cannot reach any higher. If we can't deal with ordinary love.
Oh, look, Bono's back singing about serious stuff.
It's about Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. We're gonna
have a hard
time.
Let's not bog down the Nelson Mandela-ness. Let's not talk bad about
Mandela. I didn't
see
the movie because it got shat upon by the tomato meter.
I haven't seen it either. But
the gall of those critics.
Ordinary Love from Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom. Music by Paul Hewson. The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen. Lyrics by Paul Hewson, which just tipped us all off to something neither one of us knew, that Bono is Paul Hewson.
And The Edge changed his name.
Yeah, that's
he was Saul Hewson.
We all learned something today.
So the music video, you two singing the song, you know, nice portraits of Nelson Mandela. It's also, I think, about penmanship and how it's a lost art.
So the only video I could find was that lyrics video. But yeah, you're right. It was for a lyric video. People get lazy and sometimes just flash their words on the screen. So I enjoyed the attempt to make it at least somewhat artistic and expressive. I thought that was kind of cool.
I will say that I like U2 more than I should, I think, as a grunged born person.
You have any Irish in you? You got any Irish?
I do. I totally do. Right, I'm an eighth Irish.
Yeah, so that speaks to an eighth of you.
Yeah, I like the. I don't know what they call the guitar. Just the.
I think it's called a guitar. Is what you?
No, they constantly strum it in the background. What do they call that?
Rhythm.
Rhythm. Well, I don't know. It's not vibrato. It's staccato.
Stiletto.
Stiletto. It's staccato. Staccato. I remembered music teacher from middle school.
So you're a YouTube fan. You like? Did you enjoy?
I like some of their stuff.
Did you enjoy the free album they forced upon you on your iTunes? When
I haven't listened to like their every song or every album.
I cannot believe that. That's like the most intruded, and I wanted to file a Fourth Amendment complaint against them.
You didn't have to listen to it. You listened to it.
Yeah, but I'm too lazy to delete stuff off my iPhone. So, like, when I'm on shuffle and driving and stuff, I always have to click past it. It just annoys me. How dare you? How do you think Paul Hewson would like it?
Definitely a you problem.
How do you think Paul Hewson would like it if I just loaded MMO up on his, his iPhone? He's driving through the country of Ireland.
Because he needs to know more about movies.
Damn right he would. We're the best.
Yeah. So, at the Oscars, these guys...
I mean, it's you two performing live. How do you...
Acoustically and kind of like...
They were great.
They were good. He's a hell of a front man. Sunglasses at night, man. They work when they're baby blue sunglasses at night. That's what Bono taught us right there. Mr. Paul Hewson taught us. Good song. I mean, I like the song.
Yeah, I did too. I'm hating on you two just out of fun, but I'm like you. I enjoy
you too. We're much better at movie criticism. I like the song. No, I do too. Yeah. Mike Wagon Oscar. This is a, what do you call it?
I can't wait for the end of the sentence. Go ahead.
Skipping a jaunt from what we normally do.
No, it was a good performance. There are those performances that'll come along that'll kind of make you say, oh, things that make you go, oh.
Like the next one, Mike.
All right.
Alone, yet not alone, not forsaken when all.
So that was a piece of Alone Yet Not Alone from the movie Alone Yet Not Alone. Music by Bruce Broughton, lyrics by Dennis Spiegel. It actually had its nomination revoked. One of the few official Oscar nominations that had to be revoked prior to showtime. The Board of Governors of the Academy voted to take it down because the composer, Bruce Broughton, emailed different members of the Academy, and apparently it was pretty innocent, at least that's how the articles I've read read, that he was just like, hey, did you know we were nominated? Check it out. This is the song. Maybe you'd like it. And he wasn't really campaigning directly, but the Board of Governors at the Academy deemed it as campaigning. And apparently, one of the hard and fast rules of the Academy is that you are not allowed to directly campaign to voters after the nominations are released. And that's why you see, we've talked multiple times about how Universal handled the marketing of Get Out. You'll see all these Oscars marketing pushes in billboards and posters and all re-releases and stuff like that. But apparently it's a big no-no to directly contact the voters of the Oscars and ask for their plight and their attention. So that's what happened. This song went from an Oscar nominee to nothing, not being nominated, which for me kind of sucked if you looked into it, because the singer, what was the singer's name?
Joni Erickson Tada.
Is a legitimate handicapped woman. This was her song, and she's kind of belting it out, and that's the music video of her belting it out from her wheelchair, and she doesn't get her Oscar nomination because it's kind of sad.
So would you have thought that whole scandal slash nomination and the, you know, the revoking of it, would you think that did better or worse for its box office?
I mean, I think it's an interesting question. In this type of situation, I think it would probably do better, because I don't think this movie would have gotten a lot of eyes.
I would have agreed with you, but the production budget was $7 million, and the thing made a domestic total of $887,000. Whoops.
The movie was just very heavily obscure.
Usually movies like this
just get totally
overlooked, however good it is, by the Oscars. Like that.
Now, you have to wonder if this was a... In the first place, if it was kind of a nod to Bruce Boughton, because Bruce Boughton, I guess, was a former governor of the Academy at one point. And so maybe they were doing him a favor, doing a friendly favor, saying, hey, look, we're going to nominate your song anyway because we know you. Because you're right. This is not the typical song that should seek nomination.
It's so bizarre. Yeah.
Especially this type of movie, too. It's a very Christian movie.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, Passion of the Christ had some nominations back in the day. But
fair point.
I don't know if the religion matters, but it's just the size of the film. It's very strange that, I mean, usually that movie that's just a blink of the eye and gone, that doesn't get Oscar buzz. I mean, ever.
No.
So how did this get on their radar even?
If you're going to nominate this, then you have to nominate FDR, American Badass, which is Barry Boswick playing Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and Hitler is a werewolf.
Anyway, after listening to this song... I feel 3-6 is burning into my forehead, so I don't know if that's a good or a bad omen.
Who is he?
I also think of Cartman singing about changing the lyrics to Christian songs from love songs to Christian songs from South Park.
to exploit, yeah. It's a churchy. It sounds like a hymn. I mean, it plays like a hymn, a church hymn. So
I don't know. After listening to that, I need a drink.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy. Glad we can end on such an upper.
Sure. It's my number 5.
Yes, I actually have it not ranked because it wasn't officially ranked. So, yeah, it's my number 5 as well. Okay, number 4, what do you have?
I have the Moon Song. I mean, it's good.
This is the second goddamn episode. Your number 4 has been my number 2.
I don't know. What do you want from me,
Blake? Better taste than music is what I want from you. My number 4 was Happy just because I'm so sick of that song.
It's a song to become sick of.
You think?
Yeah. 3 was Ordinary Love for me.
Mine too. So we're doing the same. Our lists are passing each other in the night like two ships.
Happy from Pharrell. I mean, it is a good song. I hadn't heard it in a while. Maybe that was it for me. You got, young niece and nephew.
It just got overplayed on the radio. I think it turned me off on the radio. I can't remember the last time I listened to a radio.
But I was surprised. I went with Frozen, number 1.
I think it's legitimately one of the 2 best Oscar songs of all time. I think it's either that or it's My Heart Will Go On.
That's why you chose these two as the first two, huh?
Yeah.
You think Let It Go is that good?
We'll see. As we do more best original songs, we're going to see how those hold up. But for me, it's
The Fiddler on the Roof?
Nah, man. I think it's Let It Go.
Deeby, 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 dumb. They just played that in the trailer for the new John Paul Getty movie on... miniseries on FX. It was great.
If it was your performance that I just saw right now, then yeah, I would re-rank. But
thank you.
No, I do. We'll see. We'll get more of these best original song quickies out there as the days go by, but just wanted to give you guys a kind of a new episode, new content for you, and that's what we're doing here.
Harken back to the Oscars.
Let you know that we're still thinking about you, the Academy.
You're
still on our mind. We'll get back to those full-fledged retrospectives soon enough, but in the meantime, let us know what you thought about this or any of the other short episodes, best original song episodes we've done, any of our recent MCU reviews.
Sure.
Those are coming soon, and I don't know. Reach out to us. Let us know anything.
This was fun. I mean, I think we're better as movie critics. I disagree.
We should release an album. Mike and Oscar on Facebook, Mike and Oscar on Instagram, MM and Oscar on Twitter, Mike and Oscar at Reddit.com, Mike and Oscar on Reddit, Mike and Oscar.com is in the pipeline, and you want to sing us out?
What?
Reality sucks. Watch movies with us.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oscar. We'll see you guys next time.